So, Jason, this is a poll that's been conducted from September 23rd to the beginning of this month, and it found that the fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska had an impact on people. What did your survey find?
We were planning a survey about typical economic issues, going deep on things like Medicare in North Carolina. And then, of course, we've had several tragedies, both here at home in North Carolina, as well as nationally with the Charlie Kirk assassination. So we changed our questions to really focus on incidents of crime and National Guard. What we found is that 61% of North Carolinians were concerned for safety in outdoor areas with large crowds, 59% were concerned about safety on public transportation, and 53% in about safety in public places such as shopping malls. We also found a very split state when it comes to the National Guard entering cities in North Carolina, with some variation depending upon which city we're talking about.
And you also asked about specific cities in North Carolina and how people feel about their safety, particularly when it comes to bigger cities. What did that find?
We asked about the five biggest cities in North Carolina about how people would feel in terms of concerns about their safety if they were spending time there. We know not everyone spends time in all five of our biggest cities, so we asked them to hypothetically think about it. When it comes to Charlotte, 49% expressed some concern when they think about spending time in Charlotte. Raleigh, we asked next, with 41% expressing some sort of concern one way or another. Similar numbers for Greensboro and Winston-Salem. Durham, on the other hand, was up there with Charlotte at 49% expressing concern. Those concerns are much higher among Republicans than they are among Democrats. So if we take Durham, for example, 39% say they would feel very concerned about crime should they visit Durham, compared to only 11% of Democrats. Similar, not quite as big of a divide, but some divide on racial lines. 20% of Black North Carolinians expressing high concerns about spending time in Durham, compared to 25% of white North Carolinians.
You mentioned the National Guard and President Trump's deployment to various cities, including Los Angeles and Washington, Chicago, Memphis. He's also considering other deployments as well. And what did it find in regards to potential deployment in cities like Charlotte?
What we found overall is that people had very mixed views when it came to whether or not the Guard should be deployed in places in North Carolina. We asked about the five biggest cities again. What we found for Charlotte specifically was that, not surprisingly, Republicans generally were supportive of it. Democrats were far more opposed. In Charlotte, 11% of Democrats supported the National Guard moving into Charlotte for law enforcement purposes. 78% of Republicans supported it, for an overall split of 43% support to 47% opposed.
You also asked about what people feel is President Trump's motivations for using the National Guard in American cities, and you got a wide variety of answers there.
Yes, we found that people have fairly complex views about why they think President Trump is pushing this National Guard move on big cities across the country. 42% of North Carolinians thought that it was a major motivation to reduce crime. 21% thought it was a minor motivation. But interestingly, 53% of Democrats thought that this wasn't actually about reducing crime. It was about something else. And so we asked about what could that something else be. 39% overall thought there was a major reason was simply to distract attention from other issues that might not reflect favorably. 70% of Democrats agreed with that. We also found Democrats thinking that Trump was motivated to do this to embarrass political opponents and potentially to set precedent on using law enforcement for, in general, for the military. The thing that we did see that there was some agreement among Democrats and Republicans is that they both thought that Trump was doing this in part to further efforts to enforce immigration in the United States.
It's been just over a month now since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and there is a lot of discussion about political rhetoric and whether it's going to get better or worse here. You actually asked people about that, and the results are not exactly on the positive side.
I think there's a lot of folks hoping that the horrible event of the killing of Charlie Kirk would lead to some good things. We do find more optimism among Republicans, but overall, everybody's pretty pessimistic. 10% of Republicans thought political violence would get better over the next year as a consequence of the killing. Only 3% of Democrats thought that. When it comes to freedom of speech itself, 25% of Republicans were hopeful we'd see better freedom of speech over the next year. Only 10% of Democrats. The thing that I've found interesting in this data is when we entered the field, we saw so many news stories about people losing their jobs for making statements about Charlie Kirk. So we asked two separate questions. We asked one, if people should lose their job for making public statements that celebrate, and we emphasize celebrate, the killing of Charlie Kirk. We found as overall there was a split, 34% were yes, 45% were no. Republicans, 65% said yes, they should lose their job for celebrating the killing. But when we go deeper on that and we say, well, what if it should people lose their jobs if they're simply criticizing the political beliefs of Charlie Kirk and not celebrating the killing? And there we saw even Republicans said tended to say no, that they should not be fired for that.
And in regards to freedom of speech, that's been an issue that certainly has come up in regards to the assassination of Charlie Kirk and maybe an extension to Donald Trump as well and various things that he has done. What do people feel like is going to be the future of freedom of speech?
We found when it comes to political freedom of speech, there's a bit of pessimism. Overall, 17% of people thought that freedom of speech would get better over the next year. 51% of folks were fairly pessimistic that it was going to get worse, and then 33% said it was no change. It was interesting that we found some divides on this. Democrats were by far the most pessimistic. 73% of Democrats in North Carolina think freedom of speech is going to get worse over the next year. 29% of Republicans feel that way. And independents, 53% of them thought that freedom of speech was not headed in a positive direction in our country right now. We find similar things about people's concerns that political disagreements are only going to get worse. And, you know, it's funny, we've been asking questions about polarization for over a decade now, and every time I ask them, I think this is about as bad as it can get, and then it seems to somehow get worse.
Seems to be a recurring theme, and we'll just see where it goes from here and exactly what could lead to it stemming a reversal. We'll just have to see. Nonetheless, we thank Jason Hauser for joining us here today. Always a very interesting poll and very timely results here. Jason, thank you so much. Very interesting poll for a non-election year or even during an election year for that part. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.